of Boston, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, presents your favorite radio friend, Rum and Abner. Very well to say that every cloud has a silver lining, but if your particular cloud takes the form of frequent headaches or indigestion or an inability to sleep at night, you can hardly be blamed for thinking the silver lining is more a dull gray. And you can't be blamed if your disposition suffers either, if in spite of yourself you're sometimes cross and cranky with others. You may be what doctors call a nervous irritable, and maybe coffee nerves is causing it. For while many people can drink coffee without ill effects, many others should never touch it. So if you suspect coffee is at the bottom of your trouble, drink Postum instead of coffee. For Postum can't possibly give you coffee nerves, since it contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. Once you taste Postum, once you know how tempting and delicious and satisfying it is, you'll honestly wish you'd tried it long ago. For your convenience, it comes in two forms. Postum cereal, prepared just as you do coffee, and instant Postum, mixed instantly in the cup. So start drinking Postum regularly. See if you don't feel better in a few days. See if you aren't less of a nervous irritable in 2 weeks. And when you've given Postum a full 30-day test, see if you don't say, thank goodness for Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Cedric made a mistake and took Lum's note of proposal to Bertha Skinner instead of Bertha Skimp. He certainly got the old fellow into plenty of trouble. The young lady accepted his proposal and is having a party tonight to announce their engagement. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum alone at the store. Abner has gone over to Bertha Skinner's to try out a plan that Lum has worked out, which he thinks might break the engagement.
Then you stay long enough. What'd they say?
Aye, doggy, from now on you can do your own talking, Lum.
What's the matter?
Why, old man Skinner run me off the place with a shotgun. Now then, I can't go to the announcement party tonight. Said if I ever set foot on his property again, he's gonna set the dogs on me.
Well, what did you say?
I just what you told me to.
Well, you must have said something to him to make him so mad.
Well, I think he got mad when I told him that you weren't going to show up at the party over there tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Did you tell him that?
Yeah.
Well, I was aiming on holding that a secret.
A secret?
That's the way I was going to get out of marrying the girl. You oughtn't have told him.
I don't know. I was just trying to think of everything I could.
I told you to tell Bertie.
Well, I did, but he was standing right there and heard it. And when I told her that you weren't in love with her and just wanted to marry her for her money, why, that's when he reached up on a wall and pulled down the shotgun. Said he weren't going to let nobody talk that way about his son-in-law.
I ain't his son-in-law.
And you will be if you don't call off that gauge, man.
Did you tell her that I was a thief and a liar and all that stuff?
Yeah, but they wouldn't believe it. That girl's in love with you, Lum. I found that out. She said she was going to marry you and she didn't care what she was.
Can you understand him acting that way, though? Surely he ain't in love with me.
No, I think he just sees a chance to get that Bertie married off, and he ain't taking no chances on nothing happening to stop the wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he'd about give up on her.
Did you tell her that that was a mistake about her getting a note asking her to marry me?
No, that they run me off before I got too bad.
Well, that was the main thing I wanted you to tell her. Told you to tell her the note was meant for Bertie Skimp and Cedric made a mistake.
I couldn't tell her nothing. I was busy getting out of there.
We'll just have to study up something else, I reckon.
Well, you'll have to get somebody else to help you along. Doggy, I ain't had another thing to do with it.
I'll study up something.
Well, you better for that party tonight, then. After she makes that announcement, why, it's going to be just twice as hard to get out of.
Granny, I just won't show up for the wedding. That's what I'll do.
Oh, well, you couldn't do that, Lum.
Who couldn't? She's marrying me against my own wishes, ain't she?
Yeah, but now, if you leave that girl standing at the altar, that old man will just about shoot you.
Yeah. What does he want to butt into this thing for?
Well, it's his own daughter, Lum.
Yeah, that's right. Granny, I ain't got nobody to take up for me. Wish my folks would refuse to give their son chance. Hey, how about you adopting me, Abner?
How?
About you and Elizabeth adopting me, and that'll make you my father, and then you can refuse to give your consent.
Well, I don't know about that, Lon.
What's the matter? Don't you want me for a son?
Yeah, but... Well, I've got enough of a family to support as it is now.
Well, I don't mean support me. Just get me out of this wedding.
I don't even know whether Elizabeth wants any more children or not, Mom. And I think if we was going to adopt somebody, she'd want a little girl.
Well, I ain't no children.
Well, you would be if I was your papa.
Never mind. I agree. I'll get out of it some other way.
Besides, if you was my boy, I'd make you go ahead and marry that girl. You pre-posed her and she done accepted.
I never pre-posed her. She got that note by mistake and you know it.
Yeah, but she got it. And I'd sure make you go through with it, too.
Good thing I found that out before I let you adopt me. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, kids, ain't it?
Well, I believe I'll go over to Bertha Skimp's for a while.
Bertha Skimp's?
Yeah, ain't no use hanging around the store here. I just happened to think a while ago, we ain't got no business being open today. This is a holiday.
Well, I thought it was awful quiet out on the street.
George Washington's birthday.
George what? Oh. Why, it is, ain't it?
February the 22nd. Sort of a joke on us coming down here and opening up on a holiday.
Well, I never knowed what day it was. Well, I knowed it was Wednesday, but I never knowed whose birthday it was.
I reckon I ought to take Bertha over a little something.
It ain't her birthday, too, is it?
No, but it's just nice to send them something. They got out little trinkets, you know, hatchets and little cherry trees, one thing or another.
Hatchets?
You know, that's sort of his trademark, hatchets and cherry trees, George Washington.
Well?
So I count of him always telling the truth, you know.
Hatchets and cherries?
Well, he cut out a cherry tree with a hatchet when he was just a kid of a boy, and that made him famous.
I bet I could do that.
Yeah, but he told off on himself. Admitted to it.
Well, I don't see nothing about that to be bragging about.
He wasn't bragging. His papa come out there and seen the tree was cut out and said, "Who's been cutting down my cherry tree?" And George said, "No, wait, that's another story."
George said what?
It's a story about the three little bears.
What is?
What I started to say about who's been cutting down my cherry tree business.
Oh. That's an afternoon on me.
You ain't never heard the story about the three bears?
No, tell it.
Oh, I ain't gonna do it.
Why?
Well, I just ain't, that's all.
Ain't it nice?
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, tell it then.
I ain't gonna sit up here and tell you no bedtime stories. Old feller as you are. I started to tell you about George Washington.
Yeah, well, I've done heard that, Mom. I know he was the one that cut that tree down.
Well, there's a lot of other stories about him. Throwed a silver dollar across the Potomac River.
Never cared for money, huh?
Yeah, but he just wanted to see if he could do it.
Well, that's an awful expensive way of finding out.
Oh, well, I reckon he got it back. He could row a boat over there and get it.
Yeah, I know that's just what he done, too, Mom. I recollect seeing a picture in Little Pearl's history book the other day. Him and a bunch of fellas crossing the river in a boat. He was standing up there looking for something.
Oh, well, that was Washington crossing the Delaware River. He throwed a dollar across the Potomac.
Well, what's he doing crossing the Delaware to look for it then?
He weren't looking for the dollar.
Oh, what's he going across for?
I don't know, Abner. Maybe he lived over there. Was just going for a ride in a boat. I don't know.
Well, he picked an awful cold day for it, I'll say that. There was ice all over that river. And him standing up in the boat, too. If he'd ever fell out of there.
Well, I ain't got time to sit here and argue about George Washington. I'm going over to Bertha Skimp's.
Well, now, you better stay away from over there, Lom. You ain't got no business sparking her when you're engaged to another woman.
I ain't sparking her. She's going to organize the Girl Scouts here in Pine Ridge, and she asked me to help her.
Girl Scouts? You mean Boy Scouts, don't you?
Girl Scouts.
Well, you can't belong to the Girl Scouts.
I ain't gonna try to get in it. She used to be in that kind of work back in Missouri, and she's gonna organize them here.
Well?
You know, that's the finest thing at all, that Girl Scouts. See, this is the birthday of the founder of the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts both.
Was George Washington the founder of that?
No, Lord Baden-Powell.
Oh, well, I do know. Him and George Washington was sort of twins, huh?
No, they was born on the same day, but George Washington lived nearly 200 years ago.
Oh.
But his birthday is celebrated right along with Washington. Only his is celebrated all over the world.
Well.
See, the Girl Scouts is in mighty nigh every country it is. And they celebrate the 22nd of February as International Day.
Well, why looks it for her anyway, Lom.
Well, it's sort of like the Boy Scouts. They have the same motto, good time daily and all that. And they learn the girls all about nature and sports and games and homemaking and community life and arts and crafts and health and safety and all that stuff.
I told you, you know all about it, don't you?
Well, it's what Bertie told me. For instance, girls on International Day get letters from Girl Scouts from all over the world.
Well?
They write to one another, telling one another about their troop and their country and all that. Right, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have about 20 girls here in Pine Ridge. Going to call a meeting the next day or two to get them organized.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a good idea. Wait a minute, I believe that was all right.
Yeah, just what I was thinking. Yeah, more than likely, Bertie. I'll get it.
I'll get this up and talk.
Hello.
Sweet. This is him. Oh, how are you, Mr. Skinner?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know about the party, but... Well, I just can't come, that's all.
That old man's like a mad grizzly bear.
Yeah, I've got a date with the Bureau Stamp tonight, though, and I just... Well, I reckon I could, but... Well, I never meant to make you mad. I just... Well, now, you put that gun up, Mr. Skinner. I'll be there. You won't have to come after me. All right, sir. Goodbye. Hey, Granny's, I'm getting closer to that altar every minute, Abner. There ain't nothing I can do about it.
While we all know that patience is a virtue, I rather think that there are times when many of you mothers seriously doubt it. At mealtimes, for instance, when youngsters who don't like milk rebel against drinking it. Well, mothers, you don't have to lose your patience at a time like that. You don't have to threaten or scold either if you'll simply follow this friendly suggestion. Give your youngsters Postum made with milk and see how eagerly they drink it. For Postum has a grown-up look that appeals to every child and a smooth, mellow flavor that tastes like more. Best of all, you can let your child have as much Postum made with milk as he wants. For it's simply whole wheat and bran, skillfully roasted and slightly sweetened. There's no caffeine or stimulant of any kind in Postum that could possibly be upsetting in any way. And unlike rich, sweet drinks, it won't spoil young appetites for other foods. So just remember, you can easily win over even the most stubborn little milk rebel. You can easily see that he gets the full quart of milk every day that growing bodies need by giving your youngster Postum made with milk. See if I'm not right, mothers. Get Postum from your grocer tomorrow. Friday evening again, at this same time, Postum brings you Lum and Abner. Good night. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.